Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You've been waiting with bated breath, but it's finally back. It's my console special series, of which there have been two episodes. No, three? Two. So far. That's how long it's been.
Are you going to give yourself some points for your intro there? Because it sounds like you struggled to even count how many episodes there's been.
Yeah, I'll take a point off myself. That was poor show. But today's episode is, as promised last time, all about the Ouya. So you'll be able to join us on a lovely quest of learning about this console and find out how much work I had to do to try and get three rounds about this console. Who was that piping up about my terrible intro? It was Andy. How's Andy today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Are you excited for a quiz on the Ouya?
I'm nonplussed on a quiz about the Ouya.
I'm nonplussed. Well, hopefully. Feeling a bit more than nonplussed. Is Mr. Luke Summerhays.
You know, today I was walking along and I thought, when I get home, I could watch a little 20-minute YouTube video about the Ouya to give myself some knowledge, because I bet Jay's going to do it tonight. I didn't, but good. I thought about it.
Well, hopefully that, you know, the thought of watching a video has injected some sort of, you know, knowledge by osmosis into your brain or something like that, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. And of course, our resident Ouya specialist, it's Chris Massive Das Benjeli. How are you doing?
Hello, everyone.
Are you psyched to be here on the Ouya quiz? I know you were jonesing.
I am excited to learn about the Ouya.
The Engage episode, by the way, was November 16th, so 4 months and a day ago.
Yeah, we've had Christmas since then, right? Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on. We've had quite a lot of things since then.
Very nearly had Easter since then.
But the important thing is,
by the time the listeners hear this, we will have had Easter.
Is this the frequency you're going to stick to going forward every time there's one of the big holidays?
Yep.
Make sure these episodes are dedicated to Jesus Christ, Andy.
Well, let's kick off with round one. Of course, as always, he says after two episodes of this format, it's the general trivia grab bag. This is where you'll learn all about
general trivia grab bag.
Thank you, because I forgot to do that. So, without further ado, let's learn about the lovely little console that couldn't, the Ouya. So, question number one, you'll all get a go pretty much at each of these questions here. It's just go around the houses, ask, give me your answer. Question one, closest gets the point. Ouya was obviously, quite famously, a kickstarted console. A big part of their proposition was focused around Kickstarter. And it was, at the time, quite a successful campaign. How much in dollars did the Ouya raise on Kickstarter in full? Let's start with you, Andy.
Sure, let's go with $14 million.
$14 million, look.
$100 million.
$100 million. And Matt.
I think you guys have both gone way high. I'm going to go for $1 million.
$1 million.
It's $7 million.
No, Andy gets the point. It is $8,596,475.
That was pretty good with my midway guess.
Well, not between Matt and Luke, because Luke went fucking ridiculous.
Instead of thinking how much can a Kickstarter make, I was thinking how much does it realistically take to make a console. But unfortunately, the makers of Ouya weren't thinking that way.
Yeah, so I've not got any questions about this, so I can go into it. But basically, the Ouya is essentially very cheap to make. I think it launched at 99 quid if you wanted to buy it.
It was only an Android system.
It's like a little Android box in a box dealio, right? It's was all very well.
$200 in a box.
It's very cheaply made. Hence why $8.5 million was enough to fund the machine. This one isn't so much on the EA, it's more about Kickstarter in general. A little bonus question here for you. So at the time, this was the fifth highest Kickstarter campaign ever. How much has the current highest ever successful Kickstarter campaign earned?
Who's going first?
Yeah, we'll go look this time.
$100 million.
$100 million. I knew he was going to say it. Mass.
Let's go for $15 million.
$15 million and Andy.
Let's go with $16 million.
$16 million. That dick move played off. It is $41,754,153. A bonus point if anyone knows this. Just give me a shout if you know it. What was this Kickstarter campaign that earned $41 million?
Shenmue 3.
Good job.
Nah, I think that was only like, I think that was like 10 or 12 million out of that. It's got to be something ridiculous, like an electric car or something. Yeah.
It's going to be something that's not come out.
I don't know if it's come out. I didn't actually look into this.
Oh, you're thinking it's had like multiple reattempts, Andy? I don't think that would count.
No, because it'll be the most funded. Like, they have no obligation to actually release what you fund on Kickstarter, right? Like,
well, I didn't expect anyone to get this, but the answer was surprise for Secret Novels by Brandon Sanderson.
That was yes, I did read about
interesting.
That
one.
Yeah. There you go, kids. Read more. So
I'm literally halfway about a fifth through a Brandon Sanderson book.
A Brandon Sanderson book?
I wish I'd done that deliberately. Yeah, I'm about a fifth of the way through a Brandon Sanderson book as we speak.
Question three. So, as I mentioned, you did use Kickstarter as a big part of their proposition. So they also used it to try and gain like a library of exclusives. What they were doing to do this was they offered to match any Kickstarter campaign for other games, provided that a minimum target of $50,000 was met and that the game remained exclusive on the EU for at least 6 months. So essentially, if an indie game was trying to get funded, they earned 50k, EU would give another 50k, no questions asked, provided it stayed on their machine for a little while exclusively. But what went wrong with this, Mass?
They funded too many games and ran out of money.
Okay, Andy.
I assume a particularly successful game came out and that killed it.
And Luke.
Both of those sound quite reasonable, so I'm going to say they kept only funding porno games and their wives found out and... their wives gave them a big kick up the bollocks.
Nobody really got it here. So essentially what was happening was some less scrupulous devs were kind of artists.
Oh, were they just putting 50,000 into their own game?
Pretty much. But they were trying to like mask it, because I don't think that's allowed on Kickstarter. So it was like... Donors, like very small number of donors, a lot of the funds coming.
They were getting Saul Goodman to fund their money into their own
games. I think I read as well that this is vile behavior. Like one of them, like because they were using like fake identities and like
they used some dead people.
Yeah, like someone on a missing persons list. They used as the person that funded it.
Jeez.
Yeah, man, grim. So yes, this campaign only funded a few games and then they quickly...
Or maybe they ran away from home to support games on Kickstarter. You don't know.
I don't know. I'd like to have a guess. Probably
not. It
doesn't
seem like a necessary step to support a game on Kickstarter. I've not supported a lot of Kickstarters, but I have managed to do them all from home.
So, question four. The controller was... a widely criticised part of the the proposition, because partly there was like quite noticeable input lag, it felt very cheap. They actually released an updated version off the console and the controller for like an extra £30 a few years into the couple years into the lifespan of the Ouya. Question for you here is, so the face buttons on the controller, so if you're going by PlayStation, you know, X, square, triangle, circle, they're obviously spelt Ouya, using O-U-Y and A.
Oh dear.
So comparing it to a PlayStation controller, which button's which? Back around to you, Andy.
I would assume that O is X, and then square would be U, Y would be triangle, circle would be A.
Okay. Look.
O at the top, and it goes clockwise, U, Y, A.
So U would be circle, Y would be X. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mass?
I believe Luke is correct. So triangle is O, and then U is circle, etc. So Y is cross.
Nope, Andy was spot on. Got it right away. So, yeah. There we go. You, your experts coming out on fire here.
That's what they call me.
So
I would like to point
out. It was the only logical way of dealing with that control.
Both of them. Mine was logical for an alien who hasn't played a game.
Yeah, sure. I was thinking how you you.
Sorry, I wasn't taking into account aliens.
Well, whoever thought that Ouya was a good idea. So I just don't want to point out that Andy is currently like soundly winning the Ouya quiz.
Yes, he is. Question five: what rule did Ouya initially have for each game that had to be released on their platform? And it's a look to start.
If there be a thang, it be thanging.
Mass? No microtransactions.
Andy.
Yeah, I'll go with the no microtransactions.
Totally wrong. It's the basically.
Lots of microtransactions. Well, sorry, I meant to say lots of microtransactions.
All games have to be free to play.
All games either had
to, it's the fucking demos,
or have to be free to play, or have a demo, like basically some form of free content for users to enjoy. Which probably fulfilled a lot of free to play games saying, "Yeah, we'll jump on it." Yeah, land of the bountiful game sales. Speaking of which,
yeah, that's what I meant when I said if there be a thang. It'd be fanging.
All right, we should all answer
if there be
so
a game,
broadly.
It'd be playable.
Question six. So the Ouya's probably biggest successful game was Terrafall, which
I was looking forward to saying that.
Yeah, same mate. It's the one Ouya thing I knew.
Yeah. So it remains the console's most successful title. So the game released in June 2013.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Released in June 2013. As of April 2014, how many copies of the game did the developer report had been sold? Massive sort of thing.
Depends how many, because I'm thinking mostly every person that owned a Ouya bought Terrafall. I'm just thinking how many they could. It was mostly just all the Kickstarters and stuff. I don't know. 10,000.
10K. Andy.
Right. Okay. So using maths, it was 7 million, which divided by 100 is.
The fuck are you on about?
7 million was the Kickstarter.
Oh, no, it was 8.6, wasn't it? 8.6 million.
Right.
Divided by 100.
Right.
What's that?
860,000? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
86,000. Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, okay, cool. So there's that many Ouyas out there. So let's go with 86,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
100 million.
Ask us the point of this one. It was 7,000 was all that they reported had been sold.
Mm-hmm. Fucking hell. Wow.
Yeah, because the thing with the Kickstarter, like, I might have bit, like, backed, I know you did, like, the weird maths, but, like, I might have backed, like, $5,000 or something, so I can have...
Whoa, there was nothing weird about my maths. It was solid maths, thank you.
Yeah. Remember, we did speak about people abusing Kickstarter campaigns earlier in this quiz, just a couple of questions ago. So, to see us off, much like the N-Gage, the UIA did, of course, eventually come to an end. It did end well for the employees, I suppose, in a way. They were, while the company did have to sell basically all their assets due to debts, the employees and the technology itself were all bought over and then implemented by Razer for use in their streaming technology, TVs, stuff like that. Question for you, when did total functionality for the OUYA cease to work? And it will be Andy to take us home with this one.
I don't remember if any dates have been mentioned up to this, which is concerning, because this could be before the console even came out. Let's go with 2015.
Do you want to be more specific? Give me a month.
Yeah, January.
January, okay. Look.
December 2015.
And
see, I think it's later than 2015. I think...
I was going to say that, Matt, until they asked for a month.
I'm going to go January 2019. So if it is later...
Not far off the right answer there, Matt. Yeah, it was June 25th, 2019. So that made a fair run of things. I think it launched in 2013, so...
Really confuse us a lot with the asking me for the month.
Yeah.
That's just we fell for that one hook, line, and sinker. Yeah.
Andy. I didn't fall for it. I was already locked in. I had no fucking idea.
So after round one,
I think I'm 0 points.
Luke hasn't picked up any points yet. Mass is on 2. Andy's on 3. I'm on -1 because of my poor intro. So there we go. You're not losing. Like, so there you are. Round 2. This would normally be where everyone's favourite Speedy Ears would slot into the repertoire.
You couldn't find any OUYA music.
Well, the problem is, OUYA's game library is made up predominantly of indie games, right? And I think it would be quite tough to do a music quiz where you'd be able to feasibly guess, you know, all these various indies.
I'm not 100% sure, but even 100% sure, but I think even
Eo
Gizmo or Dave even had a game on OUYA, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Maybe you can correct us after he listens to this.
The only some barely big indies in there, but it wasn't going to make a great music quiz. So instead, I decided to go for something else, around on something else that the OUYA had going for it. So this is round 2.
Final Fantasy games.
Some copy.
Oh.
No. I think it only had one. No.
Sorry, what? Why did you come in so aggressively with Final Fantasy?
I'm sure
games?
Square ported a lot of games to the OUYA.
No, they
port a lot of games in general, but I
mean, do you want to know which it was? There was one, and it was Final Fantasy 3 of all games. So there you go. This is round 2. Some call it piracy, some call it preservation. This is all about emulators that the OUYA had. So the OUYA had, with it being kind of an Android box, to have a lot of like emulation apps available there for use. So this one is basically we go around the houses until I arbitrarily decide we've had enough. It's, I want you to tell me the consoles that the OUYA had a working emulator for. So we'll just go around the shops and take it from there. And we'll start. I can't remember who went last. I think it's Luke to start this time, actually. So
I went first in the first round.
The Nintendo Entertainment System.
The NES. Luke is off the board.
That'd be me, I guess, next. Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Indeed, indeed.
I'll raise you an N64.
Oh, was he right to do so? Of course he was. He was fine.
Yeah.
Will he continue to raise?
The Sega Master System.
The Master System. One second.
Probably wasn't popular, but I bet it existed.
Not on the list.
Is it down to like Mark III or something?
Not on the list. It's not there. It's not there.
I mean, where are you getting this list? Because we're talking piracy, yeah. So.
Wikipedia. Wikipedia had a list of them, so.
I hope he's checking official pirate lists.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? There is no official list. Because we're literally talking about illegal shit. Well, no, installing the emulator is not illegal, to be fair.
I'll still allow you to stay in. Look, I've not arbitrarily decided this round is over yet. Back to...
Sega Genesis / Mega Drive.
Also, there definitely is one. I just found it instantly by putting it into Google.
Yeah, but it's not on my list, so you type down some. Mega Drive was on my list, though, yes. Andy?
I'll raise you a Dreamcast.
You were right to do so. Look.
Atari 2600.
Yes.
Neo.
On you go.
Neo Geo.
Neo Geo. Yes.
Metal Gear.
Is that what you do with the Neo Geo? Oh,
no, it's just the way you said it.
Neo Geo.
I'll go
Neon
with the
Genesis Evangelion.
The game.
The what?
The Game Boy.
The Game Boy. Yes. Look.
Game Boy Advance.
Yes. Mass.
As Andy said Dreamcast, and this is emulators. I'm going to say Naomi.
The fuck is that? No.
It's an arcade board.
Wait.
Naomi.
Naomi.
Spell this.
N-A-O-M-I.
No.
I mean, that was exactly what we expected him to say, but that...
I just wasn't sure if it was like spelled as something differently, but okay.
See, I'm with Luke.
Just like Master System, I'm sure
does. Yeah, if Dreamcast exists, that would 100% exist, but...
Yeah, again, though, listen, not on my list, so...
All right, Andrew Rice.
Look, I respect this. It's important to stick to your principles.
Andy, would you like to respect the list and...
Sure. The Game Gear?
No.
Okay.
Look.
It didn't have Master System. My Cock and Balls.
Might be on there. Might be on this arbitrary list you found, but it's not on my list. Mass.
You can't call my one arbitrary.
What do you think about it? All lists are arbitrary. So
exactly. So I'm using... I look at all lists to see.
Yeah, you can't usurp the host list. That's it.
No, but his arbitrary.
The boundaries.
I'm saying his is arbitrary.
Because I googled and it comes up with loads of arcade emulators and stuff of different things as well, different boards. But you know, but I just thought of one: PC Engine.
Jay, you need to bring this quiz back under control. These guys
look
are
PC Engine.
What I'm really enjoying here is because there's an actual prize up for grabs. It's getting heated.
PC Engine. PC Engine / TurboGrafx 16.
I am very checked out.
PC Engine.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes. Back to you, Andy. I've decided once everyone gets one wrong, we'll finish.
The 3DO.
No. Look.
Oh. Andy's Cock and Balls.
Yeah, not there. Mass.
I know. That's what his missus told me.
Mass.
PlayStation.
Yes, one's there. We continue. Andy.
I thought Andy got his last one wrong.
No, he said until all three of us get one wrong, he's going to continue. So you have the power to end this, Matt.
Fucking PS2. I don't know.
Not there. Look.
Yeah, PS2's a fucker to emulate. That's why I didn't guess it back when I was being sensible. Your cock and balls.
Too big for this list. Matt.
PSP.
Not there. We're done. There we go. So, we've got through most of the list. Commodore 64, MAME, MSX, ColecoVision, DS, and Neo Geo Pocket Color were the ones you missed. So there we go.
So I get, and all the ones that also could have existed as well. Yeah.
I want to say that although Andy regularly uses arbitrary lists, he always from the start says, can you name the things on, and then gives us the full URL.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I work a bit differently to Andy, but I still acknowledge the secret list as he did. So
Smurf's already got edit.
Yeah, only when you get pushed back. Yeah.
So Smurf's already got edit Wikipedia and put Jet Set Radio as the best-selling Xbox game. He needs to put emulators on them.
Just add the other emulators.
Whoa. No. He does not need to go and edit that because you did not give me the point. So I want to emphasize that right now that Jet Set Radio is a pile of shit and didn't sell more than a copy.
Well.
And that copy was just the Jet Set Radio's mum.
After round two,
I realized I had no idea who made Jet Set Radio. So I just said the game's mum.
I'm just going to assume it's Yuji Naka. It's normally Yuji Naka, right?
Yeah. After round two, where things got heated, Luke is off the board. He's on three. Addy's on six. Mass has taken this place as Ouya Master with seven. However...
Well, I hope we're all excited to do the Atari Lynx Jaguar podcast in the near future.
It's not over yet, because round three, bitch it! This is where I give you a title of the game. I just need you to pitch it to me as if you were pitching a Kickstarter for this game. You'll probably know nothing about it. I will then decide which pitch I would like the best to play. So, the first game that I want you to pitch, and we'll start with... we'll start with you, Andy. Strange Happenings.
How the fuck does that work?
I don't know. I don't care. We're just starting with you. Strange Happenings on Murder Island.
Oh, shit. There was more. I genuinely thought the title was over at Strange Happenings.
Same.
Shit. I've already come up with half a plot about Strange Happenings. I wasn't ready for Murder Island. Okay. Let's just fucking run with it. I ain't got all day. So it's about a boy who washes up on an island. And he thinks everything's normal. He's wandering around the town, and then suddenly he sees someone just get stabbed in the back and bleed out all over the road. But then he realizes that there's something wrong with this island. Something menacing. Something strange. And he has to investigate to see what's going on Murder Island, the island that he eventually discovers is Murder Island. By like, there's a billboard. It's like "Welcome to Island," but the top word's covered up.
Sinister.
Pull down a rug, and then it's like, "Oh shit, it's Murder Island," and that'll do.
I'm sniffing a point and click with this one. I don't know why. Am I right in thinking that?
Oh, yeah, no, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Look.
It is a game about a young boy. It's a sort of retro-style top-down RPG where you play as a young boy who travels to nearby Murder Island to investigate the spooky goings-on. Mm-hmm. But as well as battling some monsters and things, he learns heartfelt lessons about family and his place in the world. And it's all very emotional, sort of homage to Super Nintendo era JRPGs, but very modern writing and character work.
See what are you trying to pitch fucking Mother 4?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing, mate.
See what you're doing. Man, I'm undecided if I like her or not yet. Matt.
Yeah, so a young girl gets a letter from our fervent father that's been missing. That's been missing for all her life.
Her fervent father.
All her life. And apparently he's on Murder Island. And she's got to go there and find out what's happening. And there's all these strange happenings and stuff on this island. And that where she, you know, got to solve all the problems and that. It plays a bit like a Life is Strange game.
Mass is just describing another code.
Like, you know, there's no original ideas anymore.
Excuse me, my idea was very original. I don't think anyone could compare that to any game that existed. And another thing I would like to point out about my game, right, is that this child would choose to go... it's more a critique of the others. Children wouldn't choose to go to Murder Island.
Children love to go to spooky places.
Their children choose to go to an island called Murder Island.
Andy was a boring child, whereas I would 100% go to Murder Island.
This girl has you know, got a letter to her, you know, long lost father, and she goes there and, you know, got to make dialogue choices and stuff. And
My little boy's just a baller.
I've made my decision, and this is only going to work once, so don't try doing it the rest of the round because it won't work again. I am giving Luke the point because I would play that.
So there we go. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to do that again.
Okay, we'll see. I'll see. Game two. Offensive combat. Look.
It's a fighting game.
Yeah.
Featuring a colourful cast of characters. Mm-hmm. It favours a very offensive fighting style. It does, of course, have a block and things, but it really favours aggressive fighters. Really keeps the action up. That's why it's called offensive combat. All the characters have similar controls but unique moves. They play very differently, but anyone can pick it up and play. And it has a very deep systems that give it a really high skill ceiling.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Mass.
Here today at Game Loft, we know the Ouya's not going to get Call of Duty, so we've decided to make our own first-person shooter for the system to give the audience a shooter, and it's called Offensive Combat. This game takes place during World War II. You get to do the D-Day landings and go to Normandy and various other locations. We feel this is what people want.
Well, so far, you've only named one location twice.
You beat me to it.
You know, we have online multiplayer for up to 8 players. That's all the UYAS install base can play this game.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I like that last point. Fair enough. I'm enjoying my D-Day only game. That'll be good. Andy.
So, Offensive Combat is a game, and it's all about being offensive.
That's where I would have gone if I wasn't doing that.
You can do whatever you want. Racism on the table. Sexism on the table. It is a brawler. So you do have the ability to block and all this kind of thing, but your block is you stick your middle finger up at the opponent and they can't hit you. And when you go to throw them, you put your balls in the mouth in a teabag style. That will do.
One of Matty's friends is on a sex offenders register because he teabagged one of their mutual friends got caught doing it.
Jesus.
He was technically doing some indecent exposure.
Well, I mean, I've got to give that to Andy. That's what I was hoping for when I picked that title and he delivered. So good. game number three. It's nothing. And it's a massive start.
So it's nothing is nothing. It is free. You load up thing and you have a black image on the background and that is it. This is like a weird screensaver and that for your Ouya when you are not playing it, you know, when you're not playing enjoying all the other quality games on the system.
Okay. So it's just a black screen. Yeah. Can I not just turn my TV off for this?
No, because you're doing your Ouya so much. So when you're playing Final Fantasy III and you're like, oh no, I've got to go have my lunch or something. Oh, I put on It's Nothing and then that, you know, like...
But don't you have to close Final Fantasy III
so it kind of, like, you know... It,
it also comes with a free SSD drive for your Ouya.
Andy...
It's Nothing is a is the first pornographic video game available for the Ouya. It's got loads and loads of sexy girls that you can check out and rub and all that kind of stuff.
Checking them out and rubbing them, that's what I'm into. Those are the two things twist. I like to do with a naked lady. Check her out and the then big twist her. Is.
The big twist is it comes with like a sensor for your door. So if anyone tries to open the door, it immediately drops a big curtain like the like they did on the Wii U.
Okay, this is good.
And you can go and they say, "Oh, what are you playing? Are you, oh, it's nothing."
Good. Look.
Now the title "It's Nothing" refers to a sort of powerful force that's destroying the world, the Nothing, and this is a fantasy RPG in which you play as a soldier with amnesia. You team up with a pair of beautiful women and a big buff guy and eventually like a cat or some shit. It starts off in a city and then eventually you explore the world and you can ride some chickens and apparently it's a really good story.
Why is it called It's Nothing?
The thing is, because two cats.
The Nothing is what's destroying the world. That's the,
oh, I see. Force. Okay, sorry, I missed that integral plot point.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's how I started it.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, that's just on me, not being a great executive to pitch to here. Oh man, I'm torn.
Imagine your dragon's down there. Sorry, I was looking at my phone. What did you say?
I'm pretty sure that is what happens on Dragon's
Den. I think that has happened definitely at least once. Yeah,
I'm torn.
Ripped inside, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith.
All good pitches in their own way, but I don't know, something about just you get joined by a cat or some shit. I really enjoy it.
Wow. I can't believe I've been mugged off by Final Fantasy VII.
I mean, if there's anything to be mugged off by, it would be... Sorry, that was... That was original game It's
Sorry,
Nothing.
That is literally letting him get away with the same trick twice.
No, I said...
Yes.
Not specifically.
I didn't do Mother 3 again.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's not the same fucking game. It's still the same derivative bullshit.
Well,
Jay likes what he likes, mate.
How like? Moving on.
I'm letting Jay play more Final Fantasy III.
Yeah, you're actually getting me away from
I think
Final
you can
Fantasy.
Just pause it as it is, mate.
Next
it's
up.
A turn-based RPG. You don't even have to pause if you don't want.
Game 4. And it will be Andy to start. Get on top.
Get on top.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't even think of an interesting answer for Get on Top. I really could have done with the point for the last one because I really used up most of my creative energy. Get on Top is a game about... It's a lovely game about climbing a mountain. Mm-hmm. You play as a little bird and you wander around the world and you try to get to the top of the mountain. You win by getting on top.
And collecting all the feathers on your way.
Yeah, probably.
Good. Was that derivative of anything, or was that an Andy Manor?
No.
No, it's a total original.
Matt was referring to Short Hike.
The Short Hike.
Oh, okay. I've not played that.
Which is about a little bird trying to get to the top of a mountain.
You genuinely could have had me going away going, that sounds like a not bad game, actually. I maybe play that. I didn't play the short hike one day ago. Hang on, let's just get on top.
So we've got, there must be a game show listener, lads, if you're out of this game. No, we would know that's not true. Oh, no, it's a Gang Beasts type multiplayer fun game where you play as two lovers engaged in sexual intercourse. You can be two men, you could be a man and a woman, you can be two women. It doesn't force any gender roles on you, but you're embraced and you're trying to wiggle yourself around to get on top.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, so surprisingly, this is a football game, or soccer for any American listeners, and the goal is to get on top of the league.
Don't pander to the Americans.
Well, Matt might listen to this, and then...
So you're doing a bad job of pandering to Jay.
Other sports are available, but this is the football game.
Other sports are available? You're not the fucking BBC!
No, but he does have a big...
Yeah, so this is a football game. Get on top with, you know, to get on top of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What league?
Yeah, what league?
What league?
The Scottish Premiership.
Nah, terrible league. I don't know what the fucking league is.
It's not a fucking league. It's just Celtic and all the teams they bully.
But you've got to get on, on top. You've got to tell Kilmarnock to the top.
No, I'm not having this. Look, it's a point. For that one.
The original idea, it got shut down.
But yeah. Honestly, if
I
had
booked a game that Jay's really into, mate.
So the last one here, I'm going to. There's 2 points up for grabs here. First point is obviously for the pitch. Second one is for the best pronunciation of this game name. I'm not going to pronounce it. You will, mm-hmm. And I'm posting it into the Discord channel now.
Fuck off.
I think I've heard of this.
I think it's the one game I mentioned when we were talking about the Ouya quiz before, Luke, so...
Mm.
You can't... I doubt you mentioned it.
Probably not my name. Probably not my name. I think it is... Luke to start.
This
is just the crazy.
It's a crazy frog.
It's a driving game where you drive various motorcycles through amusing tracks, like through the city streets on dirt bike roads. You do lots of jumps. You go through the hoops. You do the skids, and you can boot the other racers off the bikes. And all the graphics look very real, but all the sound effects are just people making motorbike noises. It's very amusing because they've got a really big sound library in there, so it always sounds like someone is legitimately making mouth noises to go with your gameplay.
Good. Okay. Matt?
Yeah, so this is BAP. All the letters are silent. It's just BAP.
Nice. Well done.
So it's silent in letters, and in BAP you move letters and stuff around. Why the title's got all these letters and stuff, so you move all these letters around that to make new words, and then those new words let you, so you put two things together and you can make a key, and then that can open the door and that in this adventure game.
Well, there's not a Y in the name, so
sounds like a puzzler,
yeah.
And I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, I heard you like a puzzle game.
Where did you hear that? Because he famously doesn't.
Little adventure game, when you can put the words together, it looks, you know, looks a bit like an Undertale title.
No!
Everyone's favourite puzzle game, suddenly. Undertale.
I literally said, that trick only works once. Specifically for...
Yeah. And the letters, inspired and letters are colours, you know, coloured, and everything else is black and white.
Andy.
But Ba 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 da, alga raga ta, camin aron con bronton, ronto on thon trova huang, on scow anto ha hurden, enter an ek. Is a video game in which it has many characters across many franchises in video games. They all come together to have a big fight. It has all sorts of ways that you can play. You can collect lots of little trophies. You can call in your mates. You know, you can play with either three lives or you can play up to a time limit and just see who gets the most the punch outs. It's just a wonderful time to be had by all. Top video game.
Give me a few of those characters.
Oh, who are the characters? You got Baba.
From Baba Is You.
You got Con.
Yep.
Yeah. You got Con.
From
Con Air. You got Denethor.
Yep. I saw that in the title. Yep. I thought he might turn.
You got Hound.
From.
He's a dog.
Okay.
From The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, duh. Do you know what?
I was thinking from Game of Thrones.
I don't know how you did this, but you've double pandered to me there, because not only have you created what sounds like a game I would very much enjoy, you've also somehow stumbled upon my favourite Disney film. So, the point goes to Andy for the pitch. And the pronunciation. Do you know what? I did like the motorbike noises. But I feel that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I like the song, but I don't know. There was a bit there. There was a bit there where.
Amazing song.
There's a bit in there where it says, to hoo hoo, and you went to ho ho, and that's not for me.
I'm a to ho ho. I love Godzilla movies.
I enjoyed it. Very good. I enjoyed your ingenuity, Mass, but I don't know. You really...
It's a little bit cheating, wasn't it?
Yeah. I like the cleverness, but a little bit cheating, and I don't know, the whole Undertale desperation play, I didn't like that. So
I think Mass's pronunciation would have played better if he'd been third. If he'd had... Just as a joke, I think it would have landed better if he'd been third.
Okay. Well,
not that anyone could have fucking done that, but
how is it pronounced, Jay?
Oh, third in the order, not third. How is it pronounced? It is Babaldagar Rakta Kamara Krakon Brontonaron Twonthron Thvovar Hon on Scon Tuhuhur Den the Third Nuruk. That's how it's pronounced.
Did you look that up, or was that just off the dome? Because if so, that's really good.
It was off the dome. I also had the opportunity of hearing two people try to get through it. I'm not kidding, Matt. So, yeah. That's a game by VVVVVVV creator Terry Kavanagh. I don't know what it's about. I don't even know where the name comes from. Like, I did some looking up of it online. People say it's from, like, Finnegan's Wake or something like that, which I don't know. Someone just bullshitting, but I could believe that. So... Yeah.
Sounds like it could be a Welsh place name.
Take a chance. After today's quiz, I sadly I'm giving myself a point back for that pronunciation at the end, so I'm on zero.
Very generous.
Yeah. I'm on zero. Mass 7. Luke 7. Mm-hmm. Andy 8. Andy's today's winner.
Yes.
So with that in mind, Andy, what's going to be our next quiz for the console specials?
He literally won it with the Smash Brothers pandering.
Yeah. He used your strat and it worked.
I know.
What have we gone with so far?
So we've had the NES, which to kick us off, the NK Chattanooga.
I'll have the PS Vita, please.
The Vita. I'm sure that was going to happen. PS Vita? That was going to happen, whether you or Matt won.
Fucking JRPGs and visual novels.
One of that.
There's a lot of Monster Hunter clones as well.
I've come close to buying a PS Vita specifically for those.
Yeah.
PS Vita specifically is a hard series of words to say.
PS Vita specifically.
Well, and your other prize, of course, Andy, is to do the outro.
Cheers. If you've enjoyed listening to this, you can go and buy yourself a new year. It won't do anything, but you can buy one. If you don't want to waste your money on a dead console, you could waste it on Luke Summerhays by going to podcastiopodcastius.com and pledging money as you possibly have.
I don't know if you bought a domain or something and redirected it to the Patreon.
That would be a real waste of money for a website that only exists to accept donations.
Yeah.
That's the arrogance you got to live with. And in the meantime, keep listening.
See you later.
Bye.
Ooh, yeah.